Welcome back for season 5 of the Cougar Sports Show. I'm your host, Abby Whittington, coming to you from the University of Sioux Falls in South Dakota. Each week, we'll bring you exclusive interviews with coaches and student athletes to give you the latest inside scoop on all things Cougar sports. Today, I'm here with head track and field coach Eric Chilson, along with students Emily Swanson, Tyler Hyatt, and Camry Lindsay. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I just want to start out by asking you guys how you ended up at USF and a little bit about your time here. Tyler?
Yeah, so originally I was committed to go to North Dakota State University. I did that for a year, and COVID-19 just made it difficult for me to adjust to a new environment there. And so I'm originally from Sioux Falls, and so I needed to get out of that environment in North Dakota State, so ultimately I chose USF.
Sure. How about you, Emily?
So it wasn't all that far from where I grew up, about 4 hours, and I visited here, and the track team just really seemed like the perfect fit for me, and then the school along with that, and then ended up here 5 years ago.
Yeah, how about you, Camry?
So I'm from out of state, Wisconsin, so I didn't really know USF was a school until Alyssa, the throws coach, reached out to me, and then I started looking more into it, and I came out here for a visit, and I just loved the size of the school and all the programs that they had to offer, and then it was just the best fit for me that I could find.
Awesome. Okay, Eric, I know I had you on in the fall to kind of talk a little bit about cross country, and you're like, that's not really my bread and butter, that's more my assistant coach, and now that it's track season, this is kind of your prime. Can we recap how the indoor season went?
Sure. So we're just coming off the conference championship meet this last weekend. That was held at Minnesota State Mankato. Collectively, as a men's and women's squad, we did very well. Preseason polls for the men's team picked us at 8th. And our men kind of showed up in some places that we weren't expecting, and overall our men ended up 6th. So we jumped up 2 spots compared to the preseason polls. On the women's side, we were picked to finish 4th, and we did finish 4th. We were about 4 points out of 3rd place. We maybe thought that 3rd is a place that we could be, but sometimes you can't dictate what other teams are going to do. You can only dictate what you're going to do. And our women did a very good job, like the men. We showed up in some areas where maybe other teams weren't expecting us to. So for us to be picked 4 and to end up 4 and within striking distance of 3rd, it was a really good place for us to end the season.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously there were a lot of standout performances, including the 3 that are sitting here with Emily, setting conference and school records in the pentathlon and also all-conference honors, an event champion, Tyler with 2 event titles and 2 all-conference performances, and then Camry, who threw a national provisional mark and finished 2nd in the weight throw, also getting all-conference. Can we talk about what the national provision mark means? And I know last night they let you know who is qualifying for nationals next week.
Sure. So track is actually changed this year. So the provisional mark, you have to hit that mark, run that mark, just to get on the national list. Now, for some events, for example, there might be 50 people on the national list in the country who's hit that. But you have to do that to get on the list. So we've had a rule change this year, NCAA Division II. Our model now fits more like what D1 and D3 does, where once you've hit that provisional, they take the performance list and they take the top 18 in individual events, and then they take the top 16 in the combined events and the top 12 in the relays, if that makes sense. So yeah. Just to hit a provisional mark is a pretty significant accomplishment, but then really you're just kind of working your way up that performance list throughout the duration of the season.
Got it. And yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the press release from your conference meet, and there was a ton of other people who did really great, like Tamia, Morgan, Nicole, Brandon, Andrew, Johnny. Can you talk about their performances?
Sure. So I think, again, collectively, when you look at a team like USF, sometimes we're hard to track because we don't really have a niche, because we're very, very good in the throws. We're good in the distance. We're good in the sprints. Whereas there's some institutions in the conference who kind of have their niche, whether it's very, very good in the distance or it's very good in the sprints. But yeah, I think some other standout performances were Tamia ran a school record and a national provisional mark. The time that she ran in her prelim, we actually found out ran her into the national meet. So she kind of had an idea of what she needed to do, and she did it. Brandon, for example, a freshman kid, winning the 600 is a pretty big deal. And I mean, those are the conference, the all conference kids, the first, two, or third. We did have a lot of performers that were top eight too. The women's mile, for example, we scored three girls in the women's mile. The women's weight throw outside of Camry, we scored two other girls in that weight throw as well. John Cheney was all conference in the heptathlon. So we were just covering a lot of bases.
Yeah, it's super impressive. And I know that this is a team that has historically done really well. And then you three are all seniors. So this is all your last year of eligibility. Last night, they came out with who qualified for the national meet.
Correct.
Who with USF will be going?
Sure. So they came out with the final performance list last night. So we know exactly who's going and what events. So in this room, Tyler over there is in the weight throw and the shot put. Emily's in the pentathlon. Camry's in the weight throw, and then Tamia is also in the 60 dash.
Okay, that's super exciting. Is that the most athletes that you've sent for indoor recently? Or
in the most recent years, yes. Normally for indoors, we expect around 1 to 3. So for us to land 4 is a pretty big deal for us.
Mm-hmm. And so obviously you guys are all continuing to practice. Are the rest of the athletes taking their 2 weeks off right now before they begin training for the outdoor season, or are they continuing to train and then you all take a break together?
Yeah, so unlucky for the four that made it. The four that made it are here practicing, going. Mm-hmm. The rest of our team is off for spring break. And then with the national meet being next week, Coach Roush and myself, obviously gone next week for nationals. Everybody will come back and they'll kind of train as they can without a coach for that week until we get back from nationals. So we roll pretty much right into our outdoor season. I think even... you know, we're halfway through this week, so that puts us 3.5 weeks out from our first outdoor competition.
We'll be right back following a quick message from one of our sponsors.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
And Emily, I know that you've qualified for nationals before. Tyler, have you competed at nationals as well?
Yeah, this will be, I think, my third or fourth time competing at nationals. So
wow.
Yeah.
How about you, Camry?
Yeah, this will be my third time being at nationals, but my first for indoor.
What were your guys' past experiences like at the national meet? How is it different than other meets?
I would say for me, this is just the second time that I'll be in the second flight for... Both of my events in the past, I've been in the first flight. And so that kind of puts you in a weird spot at nationals. If you make it into the final, you kind of have to remain warmer than if you were in the second flight. And so being in the second flight for this year, it puts me in a lot of a better headspace that I can just kind of roll into the final feeling better. So that's got me feeling good.
What
about
do you
it.
Mean by flight for people who aren't so familiar with track?
So the flight is just like a heat for a running event. There's different sections just because there's so many people that will be competing there. 18, so there will be two flights of 9 people, and that kind of goes in ascending order.
Okay. How about you guys? What was your experience like?
Just the level of competition there. I mean, it's insane. It's the best of the best all together. So the national meet, the stakes are high, but just doing what we've been doing, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I agree with Emily. Just being able to go and see other people who performed their best this past season. It just helps to be in that environment, and it's a different feeling than, say, a smaller meet than you normally go to because of the level of competition there. So I think it's a lot more fun to be able to compete there.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a pretty quick turnaround from the NSIC championships to the national meet. You have a little bit over a week in between. How are you guys preparing your bodies and your minds?
I'd say recovering from the meet and then just staying fit. I mean, we've done all the training up until this point, just getting to the next week.
Yeah, I would say kind of building off what Emily says is that before the conference meet, I know Eric at one of our team devotionals said, use this past five months of training that you've done and just use it, and don't be wary of your technique or your ability, because we've put in the work, we know how to do it, so... Like, it's kind of just like keeping our level of competition up.
Yeah, and similar to that, I mean, one of the first few things that Coach Rush said to me, at least, was that it's just like any other meet. Like, it's going to be the same, for throws, it's going to be the same size circle, the same weight of implement. So just treat it as any other meet and have fun with it.
Awesome. Coach, what are you looking forward to with this meet, and what are you hoping to see from these athletes?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I'm looking forward to is that we're at a brand new facility. We're downtown Indianapolis. It's a banked facility with brand new runways, brand new throws, circles. The national meet has never been held at this place. So I think just being in a different environment will be cool. And when you look at this group, we've been to nationals quite often, and we've been to the same place a few times. We've been to Pitt a few times. We've been to Virginia Beach. We've been to Pueblo. So I think just a change of scenery is going to be really cool. And I try not to place expectations on athletes as we approach the national meet. I think for me, it's just going to be, they are the best at what they do, and to just continue to do what they're good at. The national meets is one of those environments where if you just show up and do what you're capable of, you'll be okay.
Okay, yeah. And Tamia's not here, but she's also going to be joining you guys going to Indianapolis. She's a junior, so the only one that still has eligibility remaining after this year. Is this her first nationals?
This will be Tamia's first indoor nationals. She did make outdoor nationals last year in the 100. So, yeah, not her first nationals, but her first indoors.
Okay. Does it feel different, the indoor nationals versus the outdoor nationals, or is it just the same?
For me, it's different because we go to the HEP, so, I mean, we add that javelin in 200 versus the Pence one day, not two. So, I mean, it is a little different, but same level competition.
Yeah, I would say shot put remains the same, and discus is an outdoor, and then we go from weight to hammer for outdoor. So it is a little bit different, I would say. Outdoor feels a little bit more spread out. You have kind of your own area that you can designate as your own. But when you're in indoor, you're all kind of in the same area. So it does feel a little bit more like everyone is going to be able to watch everything, which is kind of a cool feeling.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the difference will be like for me. I've never been to an indoor nationals, but I'd say probably the same that Tyler said. Like, it'll just be more compacted together than outdoor would be. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I know, Emily, you had said that training this week looks a lot more like recovery, but mentally, what are you guys doing to get into the mindset to compete at the national stage?
I would say I've kind of picked up sort of like a journaling thing that I do. It's more of like I write out my technique and the things that I'm feeling, my cues, very methodically and slow, just to like run through them, try to make it like I've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something that I have to go there and just experience again instead of experience it for the first time. I think that helps calm my nerves and reassure myself that I can do it, and that my confidence can just remain at a high.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll jump off that. I would say just having been to nationals a lot, getting there and just doing what I'm capable of, coming off conference, like that went really well. If I can just keep the same thing going into nationals and not put any pressure on just to do it again.
Yeah, I agree. And like I said before, just treating it as any other meet. I mean, the only thing that's different, it has that title nationals in front of it. So just keeping that mindset steady.
I like that you say that, but at the same time, you're one of the best in the country to be able to even qualify to go to that meet. So congratulations to all of you. It's so impressive. And
to
you as well, Coach, for recruiting these athletes and training them. Last little thing before we wrap up, if there's any high schoolers or even younger current college athletes, what advice would you guys give to them if their goal is to end up in your shoes?
I would say just have faith in yourself and your coaches. They want the best for you, and when you put all of that in their hands, it helps a lot because they're not going to give you anything that they don't think you can handle. So I think trusting is important.
Yeah. I would say having a belief in yourself and also in your coach. If you don't have a belief in yourself, that's not going to take you very far. You obviously have to believe what your coach is saying, but also have to believe in yourself. Explore your options. Have fun with it. You only get to be recruited one time. So make the most of it. And the right place will come to you. Don't put too much pressure on a decision you make if you do choose to go to the college level.
Mm-hmm.
These two kind of nailed it. I would just say work hard and have confidence in yourself. You can go to the next level.
Great. Thank you, guys. Coach, do you have anything that you'd want to say to potential recruits looking at coming to run for you?
Fill out a questionnaire. Our questionnaire is on the website. I mean, if you look at our coaching staff, all of us are pretty good about responding to whether it's an email or it's a recruiting questionnaire. There's a lot of us, and we're always receptive to talking to athletes. Never feel like that I'm not good enough to go to institution A or B. Just give yourself a chance to see if you are and put yourself in a position to have a conversation with a coach.
I love it. That's all I've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for coming in and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Cougar Sports Show. You can find us anytime on Spotify or RSS with new episodes dropping every Thursday. I'm your host, Abby Whittington, and I'll see you next week.